You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Shut it down. I'm hunting for someone, y'all. He's a lion thieving rattlesnake, and he's broken every law. He's terrorized the lives of men, and he's under arrest because I've been sent with a warrant from the body of Christ.
Well, tell me why it's there, man.
Satan, bite the dust.
You just tuned in to Life Changers Radio Broadcast, a ministry where you do experience change. Tune in every Saturday from 11:15 to 11:30 a.m. We're excited about your deliverance. Let's go quickly into today's broadcast with your host, Apostle L. Meg Farquhar. Thank you for tuning in today to Life Changers Radio Broadcast. I greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I pray that you've been allowing the Lord Jesus Christ to allow his deliverance and healing and provision and protection, divine protection, to come into your life by your faith in his word and to his and his blood covenant. Amen. Let's go quickly before the throne of grace today. Father, we bless you. We glorify you. We honor you. We lift you up. There's no other God like you in all the earth. Thank you, Lord, for all your daily provisions. Truly, you are Jehovah Jireh. You're providing for us. Thank you for your healing virtue that's in our bodies. Hallelujah. For the healer liveth in us, and we're getting healed every day. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for strengthening us in the inner man. Amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Holy Spirit today, the teacher, the power of God, the anointing. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word. It's forever settled in heaven. We give you praise today, Lord. Hallelujah. We give you an advance praise today. Hallelujah. No matter what it looks like, Lord. Hallelujah. You said, I'll be with you in trouble in Psalms 91, and I will deliver you. I will set you on high, and I will honor you because you know my name, or because we know your name. We can call up on you, and you will answer, and with long life will show you satisfy us and show us your salvation, your deliverance. You are an almighty deliverer. You are God, my Savior, my healer, my deliverer. You are the God, hallelujah, the Holy Lamb of God, the resurrected God. You are the Ancient of Days. Lord, we praise you today. Hallelujah. We're so excited. We thank you for your holiness. You're the only God who is holy. So therefore, you don't play games with us. What you say is really what it is. What you tell us is really what it is. What your word says is all powerful. It really is what you say. Hallelujah. You said in your word in Isaiah 43, you said, hallelujah, that you are God. And before you, there was no God formed. And after you, there shall not be. And besides you, hallelujah, there is no other Savior. Lord, we thank you today. We ask you to forgive us for our sins today. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness today. Have mercy on us today. We thank you for grace and mercy. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that we have an opportunity to receive kingdom benefits. Thank you that we're in the kingdom of the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And we say that with boldness. Hallelujah. We praise you. Hallelujah. Be exalted in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Move through the airwaves today. Touch those that need healing and deliverance, Father. In the name of Jesus, let them know you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You are the balm in Gilead. Hallelujah. You are the Lord thy God, Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, that is with us. Thank you, Lord, and Holy Spirit, you could just come on in, and we welcome you in and have your way in this broadcast today in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to run really quick to the book of Ezekiel today. If I had to give it a title of the message today, it would be God is not mocked. He knows those that are his. And we want to talk about this situation with Ezekiel in the eighth chapter of the prophet Ezekiel. And it's very interesting that as I read this, I was like, Lord, that is very powerful. So let us go right here. We're going to start right here. I'll give you a little background on it. Ezekiel is sitting there at the table in his house with the elders of Israel. And while he's sitting there, the Lord comes and he takes him in the spiritual realm. He takes him by a lock of his hair, and he wanted to expose to Ezekiel of what the elders of the of Israel and what the women in Israel were doing, what God's people were doing. He was revealing to Ezekiel, this is what's provoking me to anger. This is what I'm jealous about, and this is what I'm going to move on my people about. And so let's pick it up right here. At verse 3, it says, Ezekiel, in the book of Ezekiel, it says, he stretched out a form of a hand and took me by the lock of my hair. The Spirit lifted me up between the earth and the heavens and brought me to the envisions of the God of Israel, to the door in the north gate in the inner court where sat the image of jealousy. At verse 4, and the jealousy was which provoked to jealousy. And behold, the glory of the God of Israel was there, like in the vision that I saw in the plain. Then he said to me, son of man, lift your eyes toward the north. So I lifted my eyes toward the north, and there was an altar gate with the image of jealousy in its entrance. Furthermore, he said to me, son of man, do you not see what they are doing, the great abominations that the house of Israel commits here, that they make me go far from my sanctuary? Now turn again, and you will see greater abominations. Here Ezekiel is sitting right there with the elders of Israel, and the Lord, and I like when the Lord does that, he just takes him into the spiritual world, the spiritual realm. Why? In the prophetic, he wants to show Ezekiel what is really going on. Because, see, many times people are sitting in our faces, or we're sitting in the leader's faces, and we got some hidden things going on. And when the Lord got some true prophets and some real seers, he'll show them right in your face. And he done that to me before. I want to give that to you, but let's keep reading. And so at verse 7, it says, so he brought me to the door of the court, and when I looked, there was a hole in the wall. And he said to me, son of man, dig into the wall. And when I dug into the wall, there was a door. And he said to me, go in and see the wicked abominations which they are doing here. Now, the Lord is saying, I'm going to show you exactly what they're doing. Here, verse 10. So I went and saw. There were every sort of creepy things, abomination beasts, and the idols of the house of Israel portrayed all around the walls. And there stood before them 70 men of the elders of the house of Israel. And in the midst stood Jazaniah, the son of Shaphan. Each man had a censer in his hand, and a thick cloud of incense went up before them. Up. Then he said to me, son of man, have you seen what the elders of the house of Israel do in the dark? Every man in his room of his idols, for they say the Lord does not see, and the Lord has forsaken the land. And he said to me, turn again, and you're going to see greater abomination. The Lord is showing Ezekiel, he says, listen, you need to see this. Because though they are sitting there, and though they are saying, hey, yeah, we're the elders of Israel, we're anointed by God. And it shows here that they was not anointed by God, because they were worshiping false gods in the dark. And so let's go here again. And not all of them was, but the ones that were sitting around Ezekiel, even though they were sitting present, the Lord needed Ezekiel to see what was going on. This thing needed to be exposed. This thing was bothering the Lord. He was really upset about this. He was jealous about the fact that the very people who he anointed, the very people who he allowed to get in position, has turned their backs to him. And so here he says at verse 12, then he said to me, son of man, you see the elders of the house of Israel and what they do? The Lord says, listen, does not the Lord see? They saying, I can't see. I've forsaken the land. And he said it to me, turn again, and you will see great abominations that they're doing. So he brought me to the door of the north gate of the house. And to my dismay, women were sitting and weeping for Tazmu, the god, the fraternity god. They're not trusting the Lord anymore to help them to give delivery. They're worshiping a false idol, a false god, and they're doing it in secret. Isn't it interesting that we have that today, that many are in the body of Christ, false apostles, prophets, and teachers, and they're sitting there, and the Lord knows. He said, make no mistake, I know those that are mine, but he says, I have to move for my name's sake. He said, because you're profaning my name. So I got to move, and I got to shift, and I got to expose just to give you an opportunity to repent so that my grace and mercy, amen, can begin to stand up in your life, and glory be to God, and so that my people, glory be to God, can get the breakthrough and the deliverance that they need. And so here he says at verse 15, turn again. And so he turned and at verse 15, and seeing this son of man, turn again, you will see the greater abominations. The Lord said, these things are abomination. When you go to the, what he said in Deuteronomy 18, there should not be held, no one found among the people of God. Root workers, witches, warlocks, necromancers, those that speak omens, psychic reading, tarot cards, all that foolishness, the Lord said is demonic. It's an abomination unto him. And so as Ezekiel turns and he looked in the Lord's house, there at the door of the temple of the Lord between the porch and the altar were about 25 men, and their backs was turned to the temple of the Lord and their faces toward the east. And they was worshiping the sun and the east. And he said to me, have you seen, O son, is it a hard thing for the house of Judah to commit abominations which they commit here? For they have filled the land with violence. Then they have returned to provoke me to anger. Indeed, they put the branch in their nose. Therefore, I will act in my fury. My eye will not spare, nor will I have pity. And though they cry, my ears with my ears with a loud voice, I will not hear them. The Lord is saying, you can't walk too. You can't have two. He says, listen, either you're with me or you against me. You cannot say, oh, I'm going to stay in it. He says, no, I'm not going to allow you to stay in your position unless you repent. And it's not just the leaders that are doing it. How many times us as believers have walked in the house of the Lord, sat there, took the Holy Communion, glory be to God, sit there knowing we just got up out of our bed of sin, knowing we just lied to the Lord all week. Then we get there to church, and then we say, okay, Lord, forgive me. He forgives us. We never ask him for true deliverance. We don't even make a move on our own part to make the adjustments in our own life. And then we leave right out of there and go back on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and still do the same thing. It was very interesting one time that the Lord had me doing a church anniversary ministering for a particular church. And it was a prayer line because I like to pray for the folk because I like Jesus to touch the folk. I don't have to touch you. I just need to pray for you. And so one lady got up there and she was like, I came to her in the prayer line. I said, what would you have the Lord to do for you? She says, oh, I want the Lord to bless me. The Holy Ghost spoke to me. He said, whisper this in her ear. The woman's husband that you in adultery with, when you release that man, I will bless you then. She was in shock. She stood there because she couldn't believe that the Lord had just exposed her situation. Or another time, the Lord says, okay, you are in here. You're a gentleman. You're in adultery. You know, you need to get to this altar. A judgment is going to fall. The man gets up there because he realized he was in that. That's real ministry. Jesus is exposing us in this day. And he's saying that my people is calling to a place of repentance. Why do the Lord give these messages? He give these messages because he's cleansing. He's saying, listen, my name is being profane. I have to work for my name's sake. And so the Lord is calling his people to get together, to repent of our unforgiveness, sins, and all the stuff that we're doing, the backbiting, the division, everything that we're doing, not just against us, our family members, but against the family in the kingdom of God as well. My time is up. I'm very excited about this message today because when that message came to me, I was like, let me make some adjustments. Highlight, Lord, everything that I'm doing. Because you just, as you get older, as you begin to mature in the things of the Lord, you just want to be clean. You want to be cleansed. You want to walk in another level. You want to not stay at the same level. You want to know that you're growing and being productive. Amen. Growing in your love walk, in your forgiveness walk. Amen. Not being easily offended with small offenses. We begin to mature. We put away those childish things and we grow up in the body of Christ. Amen. So that we can be able to help somebody else. We can be able to pray and get a prayer through for somebody else. Because we already walked through it and we matured past it now in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for this message. Thank you for your love and your grace. Let the Lord Jesus Christ begin to saturate his power and his authority in your life in the name of Jesus Christ and bring the deliverance that he so paid the price for. In Jesus' name, amen. We thank you for tuning in today to Life Changers Radio Broadcast. We're excited about your deliverance, and we will continue to pray for you that the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth will bring healing, deliverance, and restoration radically into your life. Until the next time, God bless you.
Now, Satan, you're next in line. I'm going to hit you where it hurts, because I'm tired of you and my family, and I'm tired of you and my church. I'm not my own. I'm bought with a price. I'm a Holy Ghost-filled man.
God is there.